like a puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. As always, he's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Hanging in there. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, think of an 11-letter word that might describe milk. Change one letter in it to an A and say the result out loud. You'll get a hyphenated word that might describe beef. What words are these? Well, the word describing milk is pasteurized. Change the I to an A and you get pasture-raised.
Oh, okay. There were over 1,800 correct entries, so a lot of y'all got this. And this week's winner is Randy Hurwitz of Fair Oaks Ranch, Texas. Congratulations, Randy.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
You know, after weeks of scratching my head and Googling everything in the world and not getting it, this one just came right away. I figured it was either pasteurized or homogenized. I counted the letters in pasteurized and it kind of fell together.
Okay. And so I understand that this is your attempt at redemption. Tell me about this.
1993 with Will and Leanne Hansen. I got a chance to play on the air. Been trying since and did get the phone call this week. So we'll try to improve.
Because you don't think you did a great job in 1993. I said someone listening probably remembers.
Not my proudest moment.
Well, I'm sure you did much better than you think. And you sent in an actual postcard to get on the show back then, right?
Actually, yes, a postcard.
Not only have you been playing since the postcard days, you won in the postcard days, but you kept at it. I like that. But I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
We're gonna do our very best, as long as I have your help.
Absolutely, I guarantee it. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Randy and Aisha. For tax season, this puzzle is called CPAs. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with C and the second word starts PA. For example, if I said a person's unsavory history, you would say checkered past. Here you go. Number one, a social gathering, often before dinner, at which guests sip drinks.
Cocktail party.
Excellent. Number two is a big green part of Manhattan.
Central Park.
That's right. A place with metered spaces where you can pay to leave your automobile.
Car park.
That's it. In slang, it's a place to sleep for the night.
Crash pad?
Excellent. Fill in the blank. Blank kids, a 1980s doll craze.
Cabbage patch.
That's it. Crinkly colored strips used for party decorations.
Confetti?
Not confetti.
Aisha?
Is it like crepe?
Crepe paper?
It is crepe paper. Good job. Two heads working there. How about this? A tree with fruit that might be seen on a Polynesian island. What kind of tree would you see in the South Seas?
Palm tree, a coconut palm.
Coconut palm, is it? Nice. A field where cattle graze.
Cow pasture?
That's it. How about a famous luxury hotel and casino on the Las Vegas Strip?
I should know this. Caesar's Palace.
You got it. No hint needed. Here you go in your last one. Something with buttons and switches that allows you to change an instrument's settings.
Instrument? Like a music instrument?
No, it would be electronic. And there's all sorts of gizmos. And you're in front and you've got this series of buttons and switches and you control everything. Oops, I just gave you...
Control panel.
Control panel, that's
it. Oh, that is good. You did amazing. So you can definitely pat yourself on the back this time. Well, how do you feel?
Relieved, thank you.
Well, you did an awesome job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Randy, what member station do you listen to?
KSTX, Texas Public Radio, where I'm a sustaining member.
That's Randy Hurwitz of Fair Oaks Ranch, Texas. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. And Will, let's not make it another 32 years, shall we?
Let's do it again sooner.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Jessica Pop of Indiana, Pennsylvania. Name a famous European tourist site in 9 letters. Rearrange its last 4 letters to name something that its first 5 letters can be planted in. So that's it, a famous European tourist site in 9 letters. Take the last 4 and rearrange them to name something that the first 5 letters can be planted in. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and listen closely because we have a new way of submitting your answer. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.